This is Ozarks at Large. We continue our series on what health care reform will mean for Arkansans on this edition of Ozarks. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports on what several experts expect for small business in the state as the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act rolls out.
Under the new Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, millions of Americans with no insurance will soon, by law, have to purchase a policy on federal and state-operated insurance exchanges or marketplaces opening October 1st. Those who cannot afford premiums will receive government subsidies. Medicaid will also be greatly expanded in many states, including Arkansas. The law also stipulates that businesses with more than 50 full-time employees, those working at least 30 hours a week, must provide affordable insurance to workers or face stiff penalties. Implementation for the business sector will occur in phases, says Bruce Donaldson. He's producer specialist with the Arkansas Health Connector Division at the Arkansas Insurance Department.
In Arkansas, we made the decision that small group will consist of 2 to 50 full-time employees. And though that particular size group, anywhere between 2 and 50, will be able to shop on the exchange for small group plans. If you're over 50, then you are not able to shop on the exchange this year, but in 2016, we will allow groups of up to 100 employees, full-time employees, shop on the exchange. And in 2017, we have another big decision to make. Will we allow groups of over 100 employees to shop on the marketplace?
The goal of the Affordable Care Act is to provide coverage for the uninsured and underinsured. And according to a shared responsibility provision of the law, certain small businesses must provide workers access to affordable coverage. Bruce Donaldson's been traveling the state explaining the law to companies, consumer groups, and advocates, as well as with insurance brokers.
The employers will be able to go online, set up an account for themselves, or go through an agent and broker, which that's what they normally do and have as part of their employee benefits, is to have an agent and broker navigate the process. And so they will set up an account. The agent and broker will navigate that process for them. And in this very first year, in 2014, they will select a plan for the employer and all the employees. That was another delay that happened in that in year two, a small group, a small employer between 2 and 50 in year two will be able to select more than one plan, or his employees can select among the plans that are available in the marketplace.
Companies with less than 50 full-time employees will qualify to purchase private health insurance group coverage on the Small Business Health Options Program, SHOP for short, and tax credits are available.
Yes. Actually, the magic number for the small group to get to be able to get tax credits, it's the 25. It's less than 25, I should say, and that small group, less than 25 employees, will be able to access tax credits. So the employer's contribution, he will get help paying his contribution to the plan, and that was done to enable a small group starting out the first couple of years and not being able to afford a group plan, will now be able to afford to set up a group plan for his employees. He's eligible to receive up to 50% of his contributions as the employer, but that has to be done through a form and possibly the help of an accountant.
Companies with more than 25 workers will not get tax credits. And only businesses with 50 or more full-time employees, again, must comply with the ACA's employer mandate or be penalized starting in 2015.
Groups of under 50 lives will not be mandated to offer insurance to his employees. So those that don't, the employees can go on the exchange and get premium tax credits and help paying their premiums.
The law is confusing, but the Small Business Administration offers clear online guidance at sba.gov/healthcare. In Arkansas, Linda Nelson is the district director of the Small Business Administration. She, too, has been busy hosting workshops around the state on the nuts and bolts of the Affordable Care Act. She says as many as 250,000 small businesses currently operate in the state, but only a small portion will be affected by the new law.
Right. The estimate is that it's only going to impact about 4%, that 96% are either already providing are too small to have to be under the mandate.
Nationwide, more than 90% of businesses with 50 or more workers currently provide coverage. That's according to a Kaiser Employer Health Benefits survey circa 2011. By comparison, though, just 57% of businesses with 50 or fewer employees provide health benefits. Linda Nelson says previous to health care reform, many small businesses struggled to secure affordable coverage for workers.
The Council for Economic Advisors did a study several years ago, but it's still pertinent now. And it demonstrated that small businesses who did provide health care insurance paid 18% more than their larger counterparts, and often with less coverage. The other thing that is important about the Health Care Act that will help balance that out, well, there's several things. One is, instead of having a small group pool, you know, if you had 25 employees, that's the pool, and that's the risk assessment basis. This will spread that out among all of the small groups who are looking in the shop, which is the equivalent of the business marketplace.
Because small companies, studies show, would experience rate spikes if just one employee suffered a catastrophic injury or illness.
And one small bank told me that last year, I believe it was, one year, their premiums rose 69%. And that what happened was one employee had to have a heart transplant. And so that kind of jacking up of premiums won't happen. The other thing is the insurance companies have to spend at least 80% of the premiums they collect on actual health care provisions rather than administrative costs. And if they don't, they have to give a rebate back to whoever paid the premiums, essentially.
The new law stipulates that any insurance company rate increase over 10% must be disclosed and justified.
So I think those things will help give some stability. When small businesses don't know how to project their expenses for the coming year, and all of a sudden they get hit with a whopping increase in health care that they haven't budgeted for, they either have to drop the health care or cut something else for employees. So I think it will help them better to plan for their budgets.
On the business side, the Affordable Care Act mandates insurance providers must now offer 10 essential benefits on both individual and group plans, including emergency and ambulance services, hospitalization, maternity and newborn care, mental health and behavioral health treatment, prescription drug coverage, rehabilitative services and devices, lab work, preventive and wellness services, chronic disease management, plus dental and vision care. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
If you'd like to know more about what the Affordable Health Care Act may mean for small businesses, you can visit the website sba.gov/healthcare.